News. I'm John Scott. Pennsylvania Senator Dave McCormick believes the Trump administration should address the severe crime in major cities like it does in Washington, D.C.
So I think he's setting a great role model. I think it's going to make D.C. Beautiful and great. And I think that will hopefully carry on in other cities, and I suspect it will.
The Republican from the Keystone State made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Hundreds of National Guard soldiers in military fatigues and combat boots mingled with tourists, posed for selfies, and treated themselves to ice cream from food trucks last week along Washington's National Mall, one of the safest parts of America's capital. Police say a man has been charged after an SUV hit the gates of the Russian consulate in Sydney.
Sydney authorities were called on Monday morning to the consulate in the eastern suburb of Woollahra, where an unauthorized SUV vehicle was apparently parked in the driveway. Police say they attempted to speak to the driver, but he drove the vehicle into the gates. Two police officers were slightly injured and were treated by paramedics. The SUV came to rest on the lawn near a flagpole on the consulate's grounds. The vehicle was towed away 2 hours later. A 39-year-old man arrested at the scene will appear in court on Tuesday on charges including damaging a property, possession of a knife, and possession of a restricted substance. No details have been released about his potential motive. I'm Charles DeLethesma.
An Army football player and his father pulled a man from a crashed car just before it burst into flames near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Video of the daring rescue early Sunday showed sophomore safety Larry Pickett Jr. and his father Larry Pickett Sr. grabbing the man out of the driver's seat and carrying him away from the vehicle to safety. The U.S. Military Academy echoed, posting that it was proud of the heroic actions taken by these two heroes. This is SRN News. Abortion is bad for women.
According to a new study published in the Journal of Psychiatric Research, a woman who terminates her pregnancy is much more likely to wind up with mental health problems. The researchers report that, quote, abortion is associated with an increased risk of mental health-related hospitalization in the long term. They also note that women who have had abortions experience higher rates of substance abuse disorders and suicide attempts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians and conservatives cheering President Trump's judicial nominees, but many are not aware that he depends heavily on one legal group for help in making his selections. The Federalist Society was founded in 1982 with the goal of providing intellectual spaces for conservative law students whose views were dismissed by the legal field. The society currently boasts more than 200 chapters and over 70,000 members. This is SRN News. Here's what's ahead for Congress as they return from their August recess.
Republicans will have to find a way to work with Democrats or around them on a variety of legislative priorities, along with conversations amongst Senate Republicans on changing the chamber's rules to thwart Democratic stalling tactics on Trump's nominations. The Senate is also debating whether to move forward on legislation that would slap steep tariffs on some of Russia's trading partners to pressure Russian President Vladimir Putin on Ukraine. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear before the Senate Finance Committee to discuss his health care agenda on Thursday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
New York Yankees star Aaron Judge hit his 358th career homer in a 3-2 loss to the White Sox, moving into a tie with Yogi Berra for fifth in franchise history. College football tonight, TCU versus Bill Belichick and UNC at Chapel Hill. More details at srnnews.com.